Okay, so when we have this phrase again, this is Genesis chapter 6, verse 8.
Can you bring it up, Ben?
Noah found grace. He was saved just like we all are. He was saved by grace by expressing faith in Jesus Christ.
好，我们回到那个六章八节，创世纪六章八节，他那讲到诺亚，他找到了恩典，就像我们所有的得救的人一样，我们是被恩典所拯救，因为我们的信。
He wasn't saved by works.
他不是因为他做了什么，然后得救的。
The Bible doesn't say because he was a great man that he was able to go to heaven.
圣经从来没有讲说他是一个很棒的人，所以他会去天堂。
And he wasn't saved by the Mosaic law.
他也不是因为摩西律法而得救。
How do we know that Noah wasn't saved by the Mosaic law?
我们怎么样知道诺亚不是被摩西律法的所救？因为 because you haven't
That's right.
因为在这个时候根本还没有摩西的律法。
This is at least a couple of thousand years before the Mosaic law came into effect.
是几乎是在摩西出现前的好几千年前，诺亚就得救了。Yeah.
And even Moses wasn't saved by the Mosaic law.
而摩西也不是因为摩西律法而得救的。
Paul writes many times, but one verse is in Galatians chapter 2, verse 15 and 16, I think it is. He says, nobody is saved by keeping the law.
在保罗其实在他的书里面常常提醒，好，包括加拉太书的二章十五、十六节左右啊，就保罗很明显的告诉我们。
And there's just so many passages, whether in the Old Testament or New Testament, which emphasize we're saved by grace through faith.
好，所以在太多的经句里面都讲说，我们所有人的得救都是因着恩典，因着我们的信心而得救的。
But what happened after Noah was saved, he's learning the spiritual life as well. So this is going to make him a very humble man, very obedient to God.
而且呢，诺亚呢，他得救后呢，他还是一样非常努力的学习，所以让他是非常谦卑的学习，才成为一个很伟大的信徒。
And God is going to promote him with his great ministry.
这也就是为什么神会将他被提升，来成为这个重要的这个服事，未来要发生的这个服事的原因。
And again, this is a very unique ministry. Nobody else has ever been told by God to build a boat 900 feet long.
而且呢，这个事工呢，也是非常非常伟大的，也独一无二的，因为历史上也只有诺亚被神要求去建了一个大方舟，然后要拯救一些被神所拣选的性命。
And also, every person on earth today has the genes of Noah. That's quite incredible. You know, Noah is the great-great-grandfather of every person alive in the world today.
而且更有趣的是，也因此呢，我们这个世界上现在所有的人类都是有诺亚的基因，因为他是我们真祖父最早的一个祖父。
And it says in 1 Peter 5:5-6, I've got the verse up on the slide here. This is the verse which says that if you are humble, or if you humble yourself, or if you are humbled, actually it's a passive voice, if you are humbled before the Lord, then he will raise you up.
好，在这个彼得一书五章五到六节里面呢，也就讲到，就是任何一个人他如果能够在神面前谦卑，他将会被神提升。
It's a very interesting use of the verb here, tapaino, but we'll have a look at that maybe in the future, how you have to be humbled before God.
这边很重要的一个概念就是要在神面前谦卑。
Because it's in the passive voice. How do you humble yourself? It's sort of saying, be humbled. You don't make somebody humble. You can, I guess, if you beat them.
Mm-hmm.
But God is saying, allow yourself to be humbled under the hand of God.
这边有一个很重要的概念呢，就是说你呢必须要在神面前谦卑，那这是一个被动式哦。
Okay, but there's two ways that we're humbled, or that we become humble.
其实是有两种方法让我们谦卑。
We can say like two kinds of humility. One is genuine humility.And the other is enforced, which means it's forced upon you. You can all see that. Yep. So genuine means like real or sort of natural, coming naturally, maybe.
好，这就是我们在讲这个所谓的谦卑，哈，有两种谦卑，一种是呢真正的就是。真正的谦卑要怎么讲?
Okay, well, I have to explain it. Genuine humility is where if you're learning the word of God and you're learning about God and you love God, you want to be obedient to Him.
就说当你呢，一种真正的谦卑是来自于你学习神，或者是你学习你听从神给你的教导，神的话语，然后你慢慢的，因为你对神的爱，使你心悦诚服的去谦卑。
At the moment, there's a lot of riots happening in the United States. Big, big, big problems. But it's because people don't respect the law.
这个现在在美国发生的这些动乱呢，好，很明显的是因为人们并不尊重这个法律。
It all began because of these police, and basically that they murdered that black guy, really.
那当然这整件事情的来源是因为那个警察等于是杀害了那个黑人。
If they were living in the time of the Old Testament and was proved that they murdered those policemen that were involved in it, they would be executed.
如果是在古时候的话呢 那个警察这个杀了人警察也一样要被 出判死刑的。
And that would be real justice according to the Bible.
如果是这样的话才是真正的一个判决就是根据这个圣经上就会一定是会给这样子的判决就是那个警察一定要死
Okay, it's very difficult to find real justice in the world though
但是在现在这个世界上是很难再有所谓真正的公义的判决
Okay, what we see now is people are rioting they're not protesting, they're rioting and destroying things and burning things down they have no respect for the law
而现在这些在美国的这些人他们的抗议已经不是在抗议啊他们是基本上就是在动乱然后他们根本就是完全不尊重法律了
They have no respect for people's private property
然后他们也对于人的个私有的财产也没有任何的尊重
They're just like, we're angry, so let's burn down the city
他们就是说哦我们很生气所以让我们烧了这个城吧
Well, see, if they had genuine humility, they'd say, well, look, this is all in the hands of God, and so we don't need to do anything, we'll just stay at home, and we can pray about the situation, perhaps.
如果他们是有所谓真正的自然的这个谦卑的话，他们就会知道在神的面前，他们是要把一切交给神的，所以他们就会待在家里，在家里祷告，让神来做应有的处理。
Anytime there's rebellion against the authorities for whatever reason, this is showing arrogance.
任何时候任何人在所谓做了一个不顺服的这个悖逆的一个行为对神的悖逆呢都代表的是他的一个 arrogance,
傲慢。
傲慢。
Right, okay. But God has given authority. He has ordained these governments with authority. That if people rebel, then the governments, they have the police force to enforce humility. See, governments have authority to enforce the law.
而我们要知道呢，神是给了我们的政府管理管辖的权利的。所以呢，他在这种当大家没有所谓真正自然的这个谦卑的时候呢，政府就会用他们的所谓的被强迫的谦卑。
Yeah, so whenever people are rebelling against the police, for example, or disrespectful of the police, sometimes these people need to be enforced. They need to be taken into captivity.
所以任何人他们呢去跟警察跟政府的权威去对抗的时候，其实政府他就可以。用一个被用强迫性的方式去强迫性的让这些人谦卑下来。
They need to face punishment for their bad decisions.
然后他们这些人呢就得要去面对他们的处罚。
And Christians are the same.
对于基督徒也是一样。
If you obey God's commandments, meaning you have genuine humility because you respect God and you love God and you know His plan, then you don't have to suffer.
就是如果你能够顺服于神，好，能够尊敬神所给我们的计划，那你就会有天然的谦卑，这样子你就不会受苦，就不会有苦难。
But if you're always sinning and you're always disrespectful of God, you say, well, yeah, I know that's wrong, but I enjoy my sin so much and you know, I don't really care about God's plan, then God is going to punish you, not punish, he's going to discipline you eventually.
所以如果呢，我们呢，非常喜欢我们的罪性、罪行，就不断的施行罪行，然后呢，完全不顺服于神给我们的任何的那个指导，然后一直做错事、错事又错事的话，最后神就会来管教我们，而让在管教中让我们谦卑。
Of course, we're taught about God's love and God's grace, but a lot of Christians abuse that. Say, well, God loves me, so I'll just keep sinning, and you know, maybe he'll overlook my sin because I go to church every week or something.
然后有很多人呢，虽然是一个基督徒，那他因为他知道神爱他，所以他就等于滥用神对他的爱，完全不尊重神所教导的。然后最后呢，而且因为他以为他每个礼拜都去了教会，所以他就在很多的行为上面还是继续做不尊重神的教诲的行为，一直不断的犯罪。那这种呢，神就会用管教的方法来给他所谓的 enforced humility， 就是被强迫而来的谦卑。
For example, in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 6 and 7, it says that, you know, if you're a disobedient child, God will punish you like a good father.
就像希伯来书的十二章六到七节说，如果我们不顺服，神就会像父母一样的来处罚我们。
And God cannot promote you if you're involved in sins.
而且神是不会把你高举的，如果你有跟罪有关系，你就不会被高举。
But by this time of his life, you know, Noah was 600 years old when he was given the assignment. By this time, he was a very humble, very obedient believer.
而诺亚呢，在这个时候，也就他已经600岁的时候呢，他被神指派了这个任务。然后，因为他这些年来都是非常的谦卑，而且非常的顺服于神。
See, now, obviously, every believer, even the great believers, they have to face a period of enforced humility, maybe for many years, or maybe hundreds of years in Noah's case, punished a lot, but eventually he became humble, like we should do, and then he had genuine humility. Every believer, they have to go through this period of enforced humility.
好，所以呢，但是我们要想想，诺亚就像很多的年轻人，很可能在年轻的时候，他一样是不顺服的。所以呢，也被上帝不断的管教，所以被强迫性的慢慢的学习谦卑，学习谦卑。
Yeah.
然后一直到他年纪老的时候呢，他才真正生出了跟才在灵性属灵上成长了，变成是一个顺服的人，然后他能够成为一个自然而然就有谦卑的人。
It would be much easier if just when we became believers, if we read the scripture and we automatically obeyed everything. You know, life would be so easy.
所以呢，如果我们从一信了神之后，我们开始读圣经，圣经上教导我们的，我们都愿意这样做，愿意顺服的去做，我们能够一开始就谦卑下来，我们的人生真的会简单很多。
Like David. See, David, as a very young man, as a teenager, he was a great believer already, but that's very, very rare.
大卫还在青少年时候呢，他就信了神，而且就完全的顺服于神，然后每一件事情都做到神要求他做的。这个其实在人类的历史上还是蛮少见的。
See, David was a man after God's heart. He was always trying to do the will of God.
而记得吗？这个大卫呢，他就是一直是让神，一直有神在他心中，一直是让神很开心的那一个。
Okay, but even as an older man, yeah, he got involved in some very bad sins.
那当他老了的时候呢，大卫也做了非常严重的罪的事情。
But yeah, he rebounded, and then he could stay in spiritual maturity.
但是呢，他即使犯了这么大的罪，他后来还是悔改反弹，我们称之为反弹，让他能够在属灵上面更为成熟。
Okay, but just to summarize, Noah eventually became a great believer, and so God gave him this very special job.
所以呢，从诺亚来讲呢，就是他最终呢到六百多岁的时候，他成为一个在属灵上面成熟的人，有了完全自然 真正的谦卑，所以神才给他这一个非常非常重要的工作。
And that's what God wants for all of us.
这也是神对我们的期待。
Yeah, to be perfectly obedient, to be perfectly humble, and then God can give us great assignments.
就是呢，我们要有完美的顺服，完美的谦卑，然后神就会给我们一个伟大的一个事工来做。
Okay, let's bow our heads.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for the time that we've had to study your word.
谢谢天父给我们时间，让我们能够真正用心的来研读你的话语。
We give thanks for the example of Noah, who we can look at as being a great example of someone to follow.
也感谢神给我们诺亚这样的一个模范，让我们可以有学习的对象。
We give thanks that through him you are able to save humanity in order that the Savior could come into the world.
也感谢呢，因为你给了诺亚这样的机会，让我们的人类得以存在，然后让我们的拯救者终于可以诞生。
And that through him also that we could be born into the world and therefore have this privilege to serve you.
也要感谢因为诺亚才让我们能够生下来。我们让我们有机会可以来服侍你。
And we give thanks for the opportunity to learn about your plan so that we can become humble and obey your word.
那也感谢呢，也神教导我们，让我们能够了解你的计划，让我们能够顺服而且谦卑。
In order that we can be obedient to you.
让我们可以顺服于你。
And therefore glorify you in the angelic conflict.
而且在天使的征战中呢，我们能够荣耀神。
We give thanks for all these things in Christ's name.
我们所有的感谢是因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Okay, thank you everybody. Thank you, Serena.
谢谢。